Focus on flowers. Some plants, like some people, seem to need to be coaxed along in order to perform. Other plants reach for the sky when we would prefer them to be more compact. In summer, as we assess the design of our perennial beds, we notice that fall-blooming asters and overwintered chrysanthemums are already getting lanky. This is the time to cut them back. It takes courage to do this, but it should be done. Take a deep breath, pick up your clippers, and shear these plants back right now. When you're finished, the plants should be about a foot high. Since plants need about 6 weeks to set their buds, you can keep cutting plants back as long as you stop doing it 6 weeks before they're due to bloom. In England, I've been told, cutting plants back to slow them down and at times to postpone their bloom is referred to as the Chelsea chop. These words create wonderful onomatopoeia, since each word begins with the affricative ch sound and the last word ends with the stop plosive p. That combination of consonants evokes the auditory image of the action of the cutting. Listen to it. Chelsea chop. They're words that sound decisive, just as the blades of our cutters are incisive. Do the Chelsea chop on other perennials like cranesbill geraniums, Shasta daisies, bee balm, and annuals after their first exuberant flush of bloom, and these overachievers will put out new growth and more flowers as a result. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on overachievers.